Daily Light, August the 30th, morning. The king held out to Esther the golden sceptre. Then Esther approached and touched the tip of the sceptre. If he cries to me, I will hear, for I am compassionate. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. We have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The king held out to Esther the golden sceptre. Then Esther approached and touched the tip of the sceptre. Esther 5, verse 2. And Exodus 22, 27. 1 John 4, 16 to 19. Hebrews 10, 22. Ephesians 2:18, Ephesians 3:12, and Hebrews 4, verse 16. Daily Light, August the 30th, evening. They said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live for ever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. The people of Israel gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. Morning by morning they gathered it, each as much as he could eat. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. They said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Exodus 16, verse 15, and 1 Timothy 3, 16, John 6, verses 33, 49, 51 and 55, Exodus 16, verses 17, 18 and 21, and Matthew 6, 31 to 33.